Good morning, Croc Nation, and welcome to the Croc Podcast. Today, Dr. Tom Iannelli welcomes in a survivor, an acclaimed musician, RJ Storm, in studio. And without further ado, this is the Croc Podcast, and this is RJ Storm.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. Be coming round the mountain. Be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. Be driving six white horses when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses. Be driving six white horses. Be driving six white horses when she comes. Like this. Grandma when she comes. She'll have to sleep with Grandma when she comes. She'll have to sleep with Grandma. She'll have to sleep with Grandma. She'll have to sleep with Grandma when she comes. We'll kill the old red rooster when she comes. We'll kill the old red rooster when she comes. Hey, we'll kill the old red rooster. We'll kill the old red rooster. We'll kill the old red rooster when she comes. Cause we'll have chicken and dumplings when she comes. We'll all have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Hey, we'll all have chicken and dumplings. All have chicken and dumplings. We'll all have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Like this.
This is your favorite cancer survivorship bus driver, Dr. Tom Iannelli, on the other side of the glass, Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin.
Holy cow, did you just enjoy what an awesome, awesome experience to hear that beautiful music playing? It's got to be even better, right, when because you're right next to him.
I have to tell you the truth. What the Croc Nation doesn't know, and what you do know, is sitting to my left today in the flesh, is local legend Ralph Stormy Storms, probably the most interesting cat I've met in the cancer game over my last 35 years. Want to tell you all a little bit about Stormy. He goes by Stormy. I met Ralph.
RJ.
RJ. I can do that as well.
It would be bad.
You got it. I met RJ as a patient here. He absolutely clobbered his cancer, actually.
Thank God Almighty.
Beat the poop out of it, and he'll explain that to you later. But while I was getting to know him as a person, it became very evident that he was much more than just a patient. Stormy is a musical legend. He is a banjo player. He is a musical instrument creator. He writes, he performs, he does everything. And you want to hear the coolest thing? He also has a doctorate in untraditional Chinese medicine, alternative medicine. And we're going to have him on if he likes the podcast experience with us, Angel, on another podcast. But for today, let's first introduce him. RJ, welcome.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Thank God. Thank you very much for coming on board.
Thank you very much for being part of the team that resulted in me being here right now. It could have went either way, but competent care, we got our arms around something bad and made it right.
And I thank
my
you very, very
our pleasure. You are actually our hero. So for the listeners, for Rachel, maybe about 2 weeks ago, RJ, you know, reached out to me on a completely unrelated matter. And it just so happens that he reached out to me while we were in the middle of doing the music module, as far as how music could interface and perhaps improve the quality of life for our cancer survivors. So I'm going to take a few minutes, my Croc Nation, and get into the second part of a three-part podcast module on music therapy, on how music could improve your survivorship experience. So we all know, and RJ will also tell us his story, about some of the struggles and some of the, I would say, some of the daily issues that a cancer survivor faces. And it's articulated very nicely in this article from Melbourne, from a Gemma Crotty, who wrote this beautiful blog in regard to music therapy and music as it relates to the cancer survivor. So there's many things going on in the mind, in the head, in the body of a cancer survivor, some of which is fear of a cancer recurrence, cancer-related fatigue and other treatment-related side effects, which we're very good at. The guilt, you wouldn't think about this, Angel, but there is a sense of guilt from our survivors about being a survivor, where not everyone does survive cancer. There's always pressure to be positive or to feel happy. There's also a lack of support compared to when they had their cancer. RJ was here every day and we embraced him every day. And then all of a sudden he's out of our hands and he's into the hands of, you know, the gods above and his surgeons and all that kind of thing. So that's always something to think about. And as far as family and friends, as much as they want to be part of the process, as much as they do feel involved and feel caring about the patient, they really haven't really been in those shoes before, so they really can't compare their experience to their partner's or their loved one's experience with cancer. And then also a loss of identity, you know, especially in some of the sites, and RJ will tell us about his stuff as well. But getting back to music, last week, my Croc Nation, we just talked about special songs, songs that meant something to me, the meanings of these songs, and how music and specific songs, either songs about cancer survivorship. We talked about the wings beneath your wing with Bette Midler, and how that was such a charged and emotional experience at the Relay for Life. And then we took two examples from the musical Rent about living in the moment and how there's the here and the now, not the past or the future, and how important it is to live in the present, especially as a cancer survivor. And today we're going to go a little deeper. We're going to do a little bit of a deeper dive, not just about listening to music, not just about listening to the words of certain songs, not just listening to your favorite songs, but how you can maybe bring music more intimately into your life. And that's where my friend RJ is going to come in and explain to the survivors some advice he might have on how to start a survivor actually becoming a person who doesn't just listen to music, but someone who makes music. So music is commonly known for being a mood booster. And of course, this is no exception when it comes to helping cancer survivors feel better about themselves. According to the Journal of the Society for Integrative Oncology, music has the ability to improve symptoms of fear, anxiety, depression, frustration, and loneliness, and is further able to enhance mood and overall feelings of comfort and sense of control. There are many ways for cancer survivors to use music as a means of coping with post-cancer stress, which depends on their own interests and abilities. They should also choose whether they would like to sign up for sessions, go to a music therapist, or just go to see a local talent like RJ when he plays with his band and his banjo and his guys doing some blowing some great bluegrass, you know, in the Hudson Valley, or it could be going to one of your favorite bands, you know, in a small venue. You know, obviously coronavirus has restrictions, but we're going to sort of ignore that for right now. But different abilities to use music in your life. And then you also have other things that you can do as a survivor to link yourself to this mood enhancer. You could improv lyrics, and you could sing your own songs to your own tunes. Me and my kids have this great tradition of doing our walks to dinner on vacation and thinking of songs and coming up with songs that are silly and, you know, make us laugh or whatever. But, you know, again, they improve our mood. They make us feel good. You can also improvise with instruments. It gives you a sense of control and self-expression. Listening to music, recorded or live, probably live, RJ will tell us, will give you a bigger charge than tape music. You can meditate with music, not just new age music or, you know, that type of music, but in any music that really speaks to you, that inspires you. Chanting with repetition and vocal intonations also is a calming, relaxing influence. And at the end of the day, what we want to do on this podcast is to make a promise to our listeners. We have already in the past offered you access to books, access to different resources and practitioners that can help you in your journey. And on behalf of Angel and the board, we do promise to you, if you have an interest in learning an instrument to help you connect with your survivorship, to improve your survivorship, and you don't know where to start, I can guarantee that RJ will help you find the instrument and the person that can help you get to where you need to be. So you have that promise from us. In addition, you could just listen to music in the background while you're doing your chores, your housework, doing your laundry, cooking your dinner. You could basically find like-minded people, survivors, non-survivors, who could enjoy music with you. And at the end of the day, music can be a great way for you, our dear cancer survivors, to reduce your emotional hardships. It should be fun and it should be meaningful. I'd like to get my friend RJ Storms in here to give us his perception and his personal perspective of music in the cancer survivorship world, and give us a little bit of a brief thumbnail as to your own survivorship, RJ.
Okay. It has been a long, long year and a half. It started with stage T3 rectal cancer. Got some wonderful physicians along the way. Primary care guy here in Middletown, Dr. Gapai, and just a routine physical reveal. Yeah, you got cancer, man. So Dr. Gastro guys, Dr. Patel, they sent me over to Dr. Chaplinsky. Great guy, smart. And they sent me over here as part of the program. Tommy and Ellie and all the trained people here. I got radiation. I got barbecued pretty good. I got COVID along the way while I got radiation and chemotherapy. And at the end later, I got some surgery. And recently, I was told I got clean margins too. And I'll be whole and in one piece and pretty well normal, except without cancer. And that's a great thing. Now, it's an honor to be here. It's really
honor is ours, Angel. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I'm just, I'm amazed. I'm going to hold off. I know I have so much to say, but I want his interview to finish.
Yep. So, Stormy, RJ, I wanted you to tell us now, obviously you didn't just beat your cancer and decide to pick up the banjo and become an expert banjo player. I also know not only are you a great musician, but you're also a craftsman of instruments. Why don't you give us a little background in your history with music? Because you're not just someone who just putters around music.
There's no question. Look, to me, from Baha'i point of view, that's my religion, is Baha'i faith.
And from that point of view, I've been a real blessed person. I've played banjo since I was 9 years old, and I'm 58 now. And then along the way, as a boy growing up on a farm, you know, was surrounded by machines, I built instruments. And through you know, guitars and banjos, today I build violins. And I had fortunate times in my life to apprentice under world-class people. And today I build and restore world-class violins, violas, and cellos. Play banjo. We have a working bluegrass band. We'll resume playing around. And I've had a year and change off because I've had to deal with the big C. And in the middle of it, you know, my own practice doing acupuncture and oriental medicine, you know, everything took a hit, but I'm looking forward as I'm feeling better, I'm resuming everything. And so it was a little blip in the road in the big picture. In 58 years, you know, you have a year and a half. Okay, I had to deal with this thing of cancer. Could have been much worse. Could be gone. That's a big thing. You know, that becomes a negative feedback loop. We see that with patients that come in, especially women, maybe 6 years post breast cancer. They had a mastectomy. Maybe they're right-handed. Had some lymph nodes taken out, and still after 6 years, you know, they pick up something. Do activities of daily living, you know, they open a door, ow, I have cancer. Pick up a kid, ow, I have cancer. Move their arms, scratch them, ow, I have cancer. Man, that's just not healthy to have the ow, I have cancer. You know, you had cancer a long time ago, but I think the most natural thing in the world for a lot of people, you know, you see post-cancer, you know, you get a little bump or a little something, and it's, oh my God, it's cancer, is it back? You can't let that control your life and dominate your life. That's no good.
RJ, if I could only bottle that positivity, I would be able to sell it for millions. But let me ask you this.
Everybody can have it.
On your dark days, you know, there were many of them. I was part of many of them. You would be...
Dark
you
know, days.
Yeah, having a dark day.
You mean painful days?
Painful days.
I had pain. I spiritually, I never had a dark day. I was always...
Like
the time I was outside your office door, my forehead against the wall.
Oh, that was a bad day.
Oh, okay. That was painful.
Well,
it was.
Tell me how maybe music may have lightened your load.
Exactly the same way it would lighten the load for anybody. And I've been on both sides of it. I've gotten a chance to play, and I've gotten a chance to listen. Let me say from a professional artist's point of view, and speaking on behalf of our band, I'd like to think one of the reasons we're successful is with the foreknowledge that when we go and play, it's not about being on stage. It's not about, oh, you get some recognition. It's the recognition of the fact that everybody coming in to see you, maybe they have cancer in their lives, themselves or their family or marriage problems or any problems. And if they listen to the music, the laugh at a stupid joke, retell a joke, then we can say we did our job, because music has that
property.
It has that special aspect, mm-hmm, that can move a soul, and that's timeless. It can take someone's mind off their miseries and their toils and troubles for a little time and go somewhere else. It doesn't necessarily have to be music. It could be if somebody has a hobby, because I think one of the finest violins I ever built was at a time when we had those darkest days. Things are very painful, but okay, I went in, carved a little wood here, carved a little wood there, because I like being in my shop.
Was there any artist that you would listen to during these painful days that really inspired you, or was it
everybody,
your own music?
Everybody.
Gotcha.
I listen to bluegrass. I also like listening to Pavarotti. I like opera. I like listening to Haydn string quartets. I like listening to, you know, Chinese guzheng music, something like that.
Well, I'll tell you, between, every kind of between music. Me, you and Angel, we are built like the three tenors.
That's what Angel. Give us a little Nessun Dorma. Come on. Hey, you got Angel, it. Let that Italian come out.
I need you to get in here, man. I want you to ask this unbelievably interesting young man some great questions.
Well, you know, before I give you my own spiritual aspect of what you just brought up, I want to start off by saying I was, you know, my daughter was here. People don't know that she was here a few seconds ago when you did the intro. So that was you on the introduction. And my daughter really loves music, and she, you know, she's only three, and the whole time.
Buy her a banjo.
Yeah. You know, she loves, I thought she was all into the piano, but she literally just stood there and just was in awe. And so was I, for two reasons. One, because as a dad, you see that the music is a soothing soul. And mm-hmm. And then on top of that, that to me, I thought at first that was going to be the icing on the cake, but it's not. The icing on the cake really took me by surprise. It's you, your personality, and the ability to just ooze out and shine this amazing glow that is just radiating, if I may even use that term, radiating and shining so bright that I only hope that if we get 1, 20, 50, doesn't matter, you're going to touch somebody, because the fact that you can provide that type of understanding about how it is to keep your motivation and keep your positive energy going through the hardest times, the dark times, the tough times, the painful times. You know, I remember a quote by Elton John. You know, it said, music has healing power. It has the ability to take people out of themselves for a few hours. You did that for me and my daughter in a matter of minutes. Imagine what you can do in hours. Music brings us pleasure. It releases our sufferings. It calms us down. It pumps us up. It helps us manage pain. Whether it's sleep, you can sleep better because of it. You can be more productive. And you just provided that today.
Wow, listening, Angel, I'm touched listening to that. It sounds like I should have descended from heaven, but I tell you, I'm eager to resume my life. Of my highest aspiration is to get back to being a servant. To be a service to other people. I think that's the best motivating impulse anybody could have, to be each other's servant. That doesn't mean you need to go, you know, build someone's home. It means you go in a supermarket and you see a nice old lady and say, "I like your hair." Mm-hmm. That separates us. That will motivate us.
The day I met Tom, we had the same passion. We, our job and our meaning for what we do as far as podcasters are concerned has been one thing. We want to touch just one person. Well, what has happened to you and what you have brought to the table is no accident. You are put on this world for a reason and a purpose. You have a gift, you have a talent, you have a treasure, and you're providing all three. And I'm honored to be in the same audio with you, because I can't say room, but I hope that soon, one day I'll soon. Be able to extend my hand and shake your hand, because I think you're a remarkable person.
You absolutely will, Angel, and I have to tell you, you know, RJ has distinguished himself in his cancer treatments, the level of pain that he endured, having to endure the colostomy and now the reversal coming up soon.
23 days.
Yep. And playing music the whole time.
But cancer-free.
And cancer-free. and I will say the following, you know, music, my dear Croc Nation, is from the gods. Music can help you in your journey, in your survivorship. Listen to music, play music, write music, sing music. And on behalf of Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin. On behalf of the entire board of directors, RJ, we can't thank you enough, and we're going to ask you for a favor.
What's that?
You started our podcast today, and we're hoping you could end our podcast
today. Okay. Tell you what, let's see now. Not exactly a traditional bluegrass tune. Oh, the shark has pearly teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old MacHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites, hey, with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows, they start to spread. Got fancy gloves, though, where's old MacHeath, dear, so there's never a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body, just oozing life. Someone sneaking from the corner. Tell me, could it be old MacKnight? Like this. Seen there when he was drawn out all his hard-earned cash, while old MacHeath spends like a sailor. Tell me, did our boy do something rash? Natsuki Tawdry, Miss Jenny Diver, Miss Alala Lynn Young, Miss Lucy Brown, all the line forms from the right. MacHeath back in town. All the line forms on the right there. Now that MacHeath back in, Mac is back in town.
Croc Nation, from our lips to your ears, we wish you a long, healthy, happy, cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. God love you. Peace.
Peace to this.